KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school basketball games we had for you last night here on the radio. And it was a good one in the boys' game. Joey Cunningham scored all 13 of his points in the fourth quarter, and AHSTW edged out Tri-Center 57-54 Monday night in Avoca. It was a great back-and-forth battle for most of the night with 15 lead changes in the game. Cunningham broke it open for the Vikings late with three straight threes and also took a charge in a stretch that turned a 43-all tie into a 9-point lead for the Vikings. Cunningham said it was a great feeling to come through for his team in that clutch moment there in the fourth quarter, knocking down those threes.
It felt really good to kind of get a flow and get in my rhythm a little bit, but it just helped. My teammates kept telling me to shoot, and they had faith in me and kept getting us open looks and just running the offense.
Tri-Center led by one at the end of the half, 23-22. They also held a one-point edge going into the fourth quarter at 36-35. The Trojans used zone pressure to really test the guards out high for AHSTW, and Viking head coach G.G. Harris said it was great to pick up a win in a game of that type.
We're super pleased with the win. I thought we were able to continue to battle. I mean, Tri-Center did an excellent job. That game was at their pace predominantly the entire game. And, you know, for us to come away with a win, the way that they play the game, that which necessarily isn't always our style, is huge. We had some seniors, some guys that have been on the floor before, really step up tonight. Obviously, Joey Cunningham, huge shot, but even bigger, that charge. To go from a three, charge three, doing a run like that by yourself, and then everybody else cheering him on. It wasn't just one guy. So a huge team win, very pleased.
And Harris thought the guards handled the pressure that was thrown at them pretty well.
We preach about patience, but how do you attack and be aggressive and patient at the same time? It's almost like an oxymoron. But like I said, that's the first time we beat a really good team that plays a zone. We've really struggled with that in the past. And so huge credit to those guys. I mean, they're watching film. They're asking for more reps in practice and different looks and things like that, too. So I thought they felt comfortable. They know they can get better, and they're hungry, which is the most important thing. But great start. Great start for us.
Cunningham led the Vikings with his 13 points. Three other players ended in double figures. Sam Porter dropping an 11. Michael Mantell and Clayton Akers both finished with 10. The Vikings improved to 9-1 on the season. Cunningham said it was fun to play in a tight game like that.
It was really fun out there with that intensity and all that, because like, it just felt like once they got a bucket, it was just bucket for bucket the whole game, and it was fun to have a game like that, and we haven't really had a game like that all season since.
Tri-Center is led by 18 points from Ethan Alfers. The Trojans fall to 8-2 on the season. They travel to Logan Magnolia tonight. The Vikings go on the road to Riverside this evening. In the girls' game last night, the AHSTW Lady Vikes picked up a Western Iowa Conference win over Tri-Center, 68-21. Kaylee Jones had a monster night in the post for the Lady Vikes, finishing with 29 points to lead all scorers. And head coach Steve Savane said getting the ball inside was part of the game plan.
And that was the game plan. We really thought we had a decided advantage inside. We were going to get Kaylee the ball as much as we could, and then we were going to look for some dump downs to Kinsey. And, you know, really, Kinsey left some points out on the floor tonight, but she did a great job. I don't know how many rebounds she ended up having, but she always does a nice job for us on the glass.
Game was tight early, but AHSTW went on a 21-point run at the end of the first quarter to take control. They end up getting the lead to 30 by halftime. And four players finish in double figures for the five starters and double digits for the AHSTW to do all the scoring. And Coach Savane said it was good to get that type of production.
Only thing better would be five of them, I guess. But we're definitely happy. And we always talk to the kids about that every night out, that, you know, we always want to have three girls in double digits and four is ideal. But tonight it worked out that way.
Claire Denning had 15, Kinsey Scheffler 14, Claire Harris dropped in 10. They improved to 10-1 on the season. They'll travel to Riverside tonight. Tri-Center got 6 points from Presley Pogge to lead them. They fall to 2-8, and they go to tough road test to Logan Magnolia this evening. Other high school basketball scores last night in boys play. It was AHSTW, as we mentioned, 57-54 over Tri-Center. Cam, 69-50 over Peyton Sherdan. It was Coon Rapids Bayard, 68-51 over Woodward Academy. Creston Top Red Oak, 68-40. Green County over Panorama, 73-72. Heartland Christian Top Griswold, 46-31. Nottoway Valley, 54-48 over Shenandoah. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia, 45-42. Stanton, an 85-36 win over Clunda Academy. Van Meter beat Kemper Catholic, 70-44. Girls basketball, it was Bishop Heelan topping Sergeant Bluff Luton 65-46. Cam 56-34 over Peyton Sherdan. Griswold beat Heartland Christian 56-40. Logan Magnolia 71-26 win over Riverside. Nottoway Valley beat Shenandoah 69-63. Panorama 75-25 over Greene County. Red Oak topped Creston 49-42. And that's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard from last night. Also, late yesterday, the latest AP Iowa Boys High School basketball poll was released. And in Class 4A, Waukee is top-ranked, followed by Waterloo West, Iowa City West, Cedar Falls, and Ankeny Centennial. In 3A, Carroll is top-ranked, followed by Mount Vernon, Algona, Winterset, and Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan at number 9. In 2A, it's West Sioux, followed by Comanche, Trainer at number 3, North Lynn, and Beckman Catholic, Mount Air is at number 10. And in 1A, Montezuma is top-ranked, followed by some Remsen St. Mary's, Easton Valley, Bishop Garrigan, and Waco. Also in high school wrestling action last night, Missouri Valley picking up a couple of dual wins and a triangular at West Monona. The Big Reds defeated West Monona Whiting 45-27. They topped Trainer 54-19. And West Monona Whiting picked up a 59-13 win over Trainer there as well. And in boys swimming, Lewis Central topped Atlantic last night 105-58 in a duel over Council Bluffs. The Trojans won five events in the loss. Brian York led Atlantic with a win in the 200-yard freestyle, the 500-yard freestyle. He was also part of the winning 400-yard freestyle relay team and the 200-yard freestyle relay team. Joining him in those relays were Cole Sampson, Alex Sampson, and Braden Atkinson. Drew Engler grabbed the other win on the night for Atlantic in the 100-yard breaststroke. Atlantic will return to action Thursday night with a home duel against Abraham Lincoln 5:30 there at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. That's a look at your high school sports. Moving on to college football, Joe Burrow's latest virtuoso performance has turned the LSU Tigers into the college football playoff champions. The Heisman Trophy winner threw for 463 yards and five touchdowns as the boys from Baton Rouge whipped the defending champion Clemson Tigers 42-25. Burrow also ran for 58 yards and a touchdown on 14 carries while guiding LSU to its third national championship since the 2003 season. The five touchdown passes and 463 yards passing are the most for a BCS or college football playoff title game, as are his six total touchdowns. Burrow is the first major college quarterback to throw 60 touchdown passes in a season. Ja'Marr Chase was Burrow's favorite target with nine catches for 221 yards and two scores. Thaddeus Moss also had two touchdown grabs as LSU completed a 15-0 season while ending Clemson's 29-game winning streak. Clyde Edwards-Helaire logged 164 yards of offense for LSU, including 110 on the ground. Clemson's offense stalled after taking a 17-7 lead in the second quarter. Trevor Lawrence finished with 234 yards passing, but he completed just 18 of 37 throws and had just 58 yards in the second half. He also ran for a one-yard score in the opening half. Clemson tailback Travis Etienne ran for 78 yards and one touchdown, while LSU held T. Higgins in check. Clemson's top wideout was held to three catches for 52 yards, but he also scored on a 36-yard run. He did spend some time out of the game with an injury for a while. It's the 10th national championship for an SEC school since 2006. In other college football news, All-America running back Chuba Hubbard will return to Oklahoma State for his junior season. He ran for 2,094 yards and 21 touchdowns this year, enough to make him consider declaring for the draft, but he'll be back next year for the Cowboys. Arizona State football coach Herm Edwards has received a two-year contract extension through 2024, pending approval by the state's Board of Regents. Big baseball news yesterday is Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has laid down punishment against the Astros, and he's coming after the Red Sox next. The Astros have fired manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Lunau after the pair were suspended by Major League Baseball for a year for sign stealing during the Astros' run to the 2017 World Series title. A league investigation found that the Astros used the video feed from a center field camera to see and decode the opposing catcher's signs. Players banged on a trash can to signal to batters what was coming, believing it would improve the batter's odds of getting a hit. Houston was fined $5 million for sign stealing by the team during its run to the 2017 World Series title and during the 2018 season, the maximum allowed under the Major League Constitution. The Astros will forfeit their next two first and second round draft picks as well. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you here for you this morning. We'll have, of course, another rundown here this next hour. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.